USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump now says he'd be willing to meet with the Iranian president, Hassan Rouhani, if the circumstances are right. He said so at a news conference with French President Emmanuel Macron at the end of the G7 summit. The president saying that Iran has tremendous potential if it would simply end its nuclear ambitions. Tropical storm Dorian continues to threaten parts of the Caribbean, including Puerto Rico. Dave Warren of Miami's CBS TV affiliate says a lot could change in the next few days, though, and the southeast U.S. needs to stay alert.
Even if it does lose some of that intensity moving over Haiti and the Dominican Republic, it's then going over some very warm water as it approaches the southeast here.
Severe thunderstorms did a lot of damage in the Oklahoma City area last night, and this is USA Radio News.
It is a horrible scenario, but it happens. Dennis writes about his wife. She was diagnosed with leukemia. In fact, she's a two-time survivor. And in the midst of all that, they ran up over $1 million in medical bills. Thankfully, they're MediShare members. And Dennis says they are so thankful for that, how others came together to meet their needs. And that's how so many MediShare members feel. This is not health insurance. It's different. You don't have to pay for things you don't believe in. And like Dennis found out, it just works. So if you join MediShare, not only do you save a lot of money, the typical family saves about $500 a month, but you know where your money's going each month. You're helping people. And if the time should come, they'll be helping and even praying for you. So yes, it's different. And as more than 400,000 people now know, when it comes to healthcare costs, different is beautiful. Find out more. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Oklahoma prosecutors reacting to a judge's ruling that says Johnson & Johnson must pay $572 million to that state for marketing opioids. The state's AG says J&J will finally be held accountable for thousands of deaths caused when it downplayed the side effects of opioids. But defense lawyer Sabrina Strong says the company, while having sympathy for those who suffer from substance abuse, insists that it did not cause the opioid crisis.
We are disappointed and disagree with the judge's decision. We believe that it is flawed.
Wisconsin Republican Sean Duffy, the latest GOP member of Congress to resign from the House. Duffy, who was an MTV Real World reality star years ago, and his wife are expecting their ninth child in October, and he says the child's expected to suffer from complications. So while it's not an easy decision, Duffy says it's the right decision. He'll step down on September 23rd. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg's not letting cancer stop her from living her everyday life. The 86-year-old justice received an honorary degree from the University of Buffalo School of Law yesterday afternoon, despite just completing 3 weeks of radiation treatment for a malignant tumor on her pancreas, her fourth battle with cancer. The Supreme Court says the tumor was treated definitively, noting no evidence of the disease was found elsewhere. Pop star Taylor Swift takes home the top prize at the MTV Video Music Awards last night. Swift won the Video of the Year Moon Man statue for her LGBTQ anthem, You Need to Calm Down. And she used her acceptance speech to call out the White House for failing to express support for the proposed Equality Act, despite a petition that's drawn a huge response.
Signatures, which just five times the amount that it would need to warrant a response from the White House.
The Equality Act would ban discrimination based on sexual orientation and gender identity. Another top winner at last night's award show, Ariana Grande, who earned the Artist of the Year trophy. Now back to Taylor Swift. Forbes says she is the highest paid woman in music after earning $185 million before taxes last year. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.